previously on Alcoa FM.
Sean Kingston, you can't say his name in a normal accent. I mean, really, Me Love is the name of the song. It's Alcoa FM, and we are talking about the future of sport today. And we're chatting to the folks who are going to be busy with it. It's the Standard Bank Grey Rugby Festival. It's on the way this weekend. It's very, very exciting. In the studio, we have Fenna Barnard, who's the master in charge of rugby. Zephyr Smith, who is one of the first team players who played last year in the first team, and the deputy head boy Michael Smith is here as well. So let's start with you, Fenna. It's a major event. How many teams are in the festival this year?
Roland, 66 this year. That's over 30 games each day, and yeah, I think quite a big boost for the economy in the city. You probably have an average of at least a spectator and a half per boy too. So yeah, a lot of folks from out of town. So yeah, quite a big festival. We seem to bite more than we can chew each time, so I think we'll be okay.
I think that's what was sort of insinuated in the question, is that is it still getting bigger and bigger? Just over time, it just gets more and more intense. 60 games in 2 days.
Yeah.
And those 2 days are which days?
So we Saturday and Monday. Looking
it's important to remember that, so that you don't go and watch on Sunday on your own.
So it's quite a big day on Saturday. You tend to have a bigger crowd. And then Monday afternoon, if folk are looking for an excuse to stay away from work and spend some time with their kids, there will be some entertainment up in Mill Park.
All right. Well, now the under-14s, 15s and 16s are playing. But which first team matchups are the standout? Obviously, there's a few grudge matches between various origin teams, as it were, where they're from. But which are the big first team games that stand out?
Yeah, I'm quite glad I took notes of some of these, because we're really sport for choice. I mean, you've got a full day on both the Khuleesi Field and the Pollock Oval. But Selborne and Westfall, I'd say Kingswood DHS, Queens Pretoria Boys High, Bishop's Michael House, and I think Grey versus Hilton on Monday will be quite a clash.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is somebody who's listening from outside of a sort of easily accessible region. So maybe they're listening right now in Craddock, Nguba, or if they're listening in Graaffreinet or wherever, and they can't get here by those days. There still is a streaming option where they can actually watch if they can't get you. I mean, if you can, get you. But if you can't?
Well, the relationship with Supersport Schools, and it's nice to give them a bit of a boost. Phenomenal platform. Hashtag time to shine is their slogan, and they've now paired with SABC Plus on their streaming service, and there'll be games on the video.
Televised, on demand.
And then 209 and 216 as well. I think live on 209 on Monday, and then 216 delayed almost every day this week. So next week. So lots of coverage and many platforms to enjoy it.
So it takes partnerships to make it this big. Let's talk about some of the sponsors that you guys appreciate in terms of making it to the level it is.
Well, at the moment, I think with just this event, Standard Bank really need the kudos there. And of course, yourselves, Alcoa FM, our broadcast sponsor and advertiser, looking forward to having you guys cross from the field on Saturday particularly, as I'm aware of.
Yep.
And then there's a long list. Tavco, Suzuki, Infinity Insurance, South Shore Brokers, Number 51, Puma, Future Life. So there's a host of companies that really help us get across the line. So we thank those good folk for what they do for us.
Right. Well, now that gives me the opportunity to move to our next guest, because you were talking about, you know, the Alcoa FM crossings. And Zephyr, you were a first team player. You had an injury last year, but I've heard via the via that you might actually be on your way to commentating glory, you know?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I put off a bit of a sporting nightmare last year. I tore five ligaments within my knee and fractured my tibia. But yeah, that's just showed me that God does not always have the plan that you think he has for him, so you just have to trust that.
Sure, absolutely.
And then obviously now I've been given a lot of other opportunities where I can express myself within the school.
All right, let me talk about the rugby specifically. So it was a sort of, you know, you can't do this, you can't play the same position you could, you can't do certain things. I mean, first team is out, but how are you able to still be involved in rugby?
Yeah, so obviously there's no playing for this year, but hard to work with rehab. But yeah, luckily I've been given the opportunity to commentate for the boys, and then also coaching lower age groups.
I'm going to have to send our whoever's there to get a few tips from you about commentating before they do the crossings. Is that cool?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Willing to share the inside grey technique.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then rugby festival, what which part are you looking forward to most?
I think just supporting the boys. I know this year I'm obviously not going to be playing, but it doesn't make a difference. As long as the first team's winning and putting in the results we need, then I'm happy. So it's just there to support the brothers.
You're speaking in a very measured tone right now, but am I sure? Like, am I right to say I think there's more juice in the tank when it comes to that shouting?
Yeah, of course. There's not, the blood is blue and the passion runs high when you understand.
I can actually see it. You're like one of those X-Men. You're controlling it quite well. You know, you're being very measured. But I think on the day it's going to come out. Yeah,
have to support the boys.
All right, and I said deputy head boy. It's head boy, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. I demoted you and now you're back. Okay. Michael Smith, your favorite matchups?
I think there's such a wide variety to choose from, but I'm really keen to be able to see Gray take on the KZN schools, Hilton and Michael House. I don't necessarily have a favorite one, but I think just to be able to play against those two schools is going to be a massive game, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, that sounded a little odd to me because you don't have a favorite one. I thought you like which one of them you would want to do better, but obviously there's one winner in Gray versus any of them, eh?
Yes, definitely,
100%. By implication. But you're not sure which game is more mouthwatering for you?
No, I haven't decided that one yet, but I think the outcome of the games will be the same, so that's the most important part.
Now, in your particular case, your focus is more on the hockey field.
Yes.
So you're not a team member on the field this weekend, but how does it feel to everyone, the whole system, in terms of when this happens? You know, how what's the vibe for all of you, even if you're not directly playing?
I mean, the atmosphere the festival brings is just absolutely unreal. Like, doesn't matter what sport you play, whether you chess, hockey, rugby, just the vibe you get from Grey Fest and the camaraderie that the boys bring, and everyone's just so excited to go and support their mates, because I think rugby, it's proved now that ability it has to unite a country, unite a group of boys, and I think it's just an awesome opportunity for us to get out there and support our friends and show the country what we're made of. So I'm really excited.
One of your Grey alumni has done that for the whole nation and reminded us that when we go to the festival, we're not watching, oh, it's cute, it's the youngsters that are playing, oh, I remember when I was young. It actually is the future of sport today. Yeah, that feeling. All right, now let's just go back to you, Fenner. Weekend, how do I find out more about it? Where do I go? Is there an entry fee? Where do I park? How does it work?
I think it's entrance is free for scholars in uniform or track suits, which is quite important. If not, it's 10 rand for under 18s. I think kiddies would be free. I mean, obviously, logically. And then adults is 50 rand.
All right. Yeah. And that's right at the entrance there, and there's parking right up and down around the outside of the school.
Good luck finding parking in Mill Park.
The idea, though, is to arrive early, isn't it?
Yeah, the earlier the better, and enjoy the day. I mean, we end up having an average crowd by first team kickoff about 5,000 people. So it gets quite busy, and we thank the residents of Mill Park for their patience at times. But get there early, find your spot, and take advantage of it. I think it'll be a good day.
For someone who tuned in halfway through our chat, the hours, the times to be there?
So we have matches on Firefields for the Fort Grey and at Crusaders Club next to St. George's Park from 8 a.m. And then the final games will kick off at 3:25.
All right. Thank you very much to Zephyr, Michael and Fenner. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate being able to chat with you guys. The Standard Bank Grey Rugby Festival. It is on this weekend. Don't miss out.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.